Mary had a little man,
The fourth. We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Woo-hoo. We got this read on fourth quarter economic growth in the U.S., 6.9%. You can see how the crash and the recovery in the economy have distorted that chart there. But 6.9%, that is a very good finish to the year. It shows you that Omicron did not stop a strong American economy from powering forward here. And for the year, Q1 to Q4, strongest year since 1984, 5.7% real GDP growth.
It's 1984. Do you get it? Oh my God, everybody, it's the 80s. It's the freaking 80s. No, I had to play that again. That's from Friday. And I heard like nary a sound, nary a peep from the mainstream corporate media about this boom. The Biden boom that this economy is actually enjoying. And then I watched the playoff games on the Sunday there, and the Cincinnati Bengals, who they? They are going to the freaking Super Bowl. They haven't been in a Super Bowl since 1982, when the halftime entertainment was up with people. It's the 80s. I have to make my hair very, very big now. Here, look, I'm going to get some mousse there.
Just a quick correction. They've been twice since 82. They were in 89 against San Francisco as well.
Oh, don't ruin my mood.
I'm sorry. I know where I'm going to have to get the calls. I'm going to be, hey, tell her. So I'm just, guys, I'm getting out in front of her right now, guys.
Oh my God, this is just it's so 80s. It's just so freaky. I'm going to need a rooster up here in the front. I'm going to need some mousse and a big thing of Aquanet. I'm like so into it when everything was fresh and new to me and I didn't have any idea how high I would rise, how high I could make my hair, and then how hard you could fall. No, I had no idea. So, this is the Bengals are in the Super Bowl. It's like an episode of I Love the 80s. It's just like boomer. Go ahead.
No, I just, yeah, you're right. Boomer wasn't that 89. It's pretty funny.
Wasn't
that
you did it?
The Biden boom. Now we're boomer. So, yeah, no, but it was boomer in 89 with Icky Shovel.
No, 82.
No, well, no, boomer, the Esiason quarterbacked in 89.
No.
In 89, right.
No, in 89, right.
Yeah. But
you're confusing me.
I'm sorry. Well, 82, they were in the Super Bowl in 82. You're right about that. Absolutely. That was the one with Chris Collinsworth. But then they went again in 89. With Boomer and Icky Woods. But this Super Bowl's got a lot of good stories around it between Stafford and, you know, what he and his wife have been through, surviving brain cancer, you know, having four kids. And then on Burrow's side, you know, coming out the other side of that injury he suffered last year as a rookie in the middle of a really great rookie campaign. There's a lot of feel good.
I like Burrow's Super Bowl. I'm rooting for the underdog because, look, hey, I'm a doll fan. Okay, is what it is. So I don't really have a dog in this. I don't really. I mean, I know that we have like a very large, listenership in Los Angeles. Hello, Los Angeles. But isn't it true that most of you in Los Angeles root for other teams because you're not from there? So I don't feel that bad about saying that I am going to be all about Mr. Burrow and the Bengals. I mean, what is he, 12? He's like a 12. He's
Not only does he have a baby face, but honestly, he's got a lot of swagger. The dude's got style, and he's got a lot of – he's a very cool dude in front of the mic in press conferences.
Here's my favorite part of this whole thing, okay? You ready for this? No Roethlisberger, okay? No Tom Brady has to watch the Super Bowl just like me from the couch. I love this about this, okay? I love that all these quarterbacks who think who they are.
No Aaron Rodgers.
No Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to watch it from the, you know, confines of a freezing cold couch up there in Wisconsin somewhere in Green Bay. I don't know where he lives, but yeah, I mean, it's just, it's poetic justice after all of the contretemps that these guys, but now I will tell you that Brady, there was like this rumor got out there that Brady had retired and now he says maybe not, and I don't know, but you know, all I know is he's going to have to watch the Super Bowl the same way you and me do, like from the couch. Aaron Rodgers will probably watch it from Joe Rogan's couch.
Except you and I might be watching it with our families, which we know Aaron won't be doing.
There's some beauty to all this. There really is. There's some absolute beauty. So somebody better send Aaron some. I'll send him my guacamole recipe. I'll send him my pulled pork. I'll send him all of my Super Bowl dishes. I'll send them all. Because, you know, yeah, he's going to have to. No, he'll watch it with Joe Rogan. They'll have it catered. And what is the deal with Joe? You know, Joe Rogan, the only reason why Spotify, you understand the story now, right? You know what the Joe Rogan Spotify story is. Okay, so if you do, yay. If you don't, it's real simple. So because Joe Rogan is responsible for putting on some of the most ridiculous conversations, okay, and acting as if they're real, because he stays in character, you know. He stays in character through his whole podcast so that he could be this, you know, babe in the woods, I'm just a moron, and hey, my audience is full of morons, and hey, morons, you could listen to me and feel right at home because I'm playing a moron, although I'm worth $100 million, right, at the same time. So anyway, he decided that he was going to go for like, you know, the most controversial crap you could possibly do in the middle of a global pandemic. And it caused a lot of pushback, especially from artists like Neil Young, who I happen to know. I'm very lucky. I know Neil. I know Willie. I know, you know, all these, you know, boomers who are responsible for most of the music purchases because new music ain't doing it. I will say Dua Lipa has one good song, Levitate, which I always call Levitate. I like that song. But that's about it, right? And you've got these artists with catalogs that, I mean, our kids are listening to, our grandkids are listening to, songs that last and stand the test of time, is all I'm saying. And probably we would have had a revolution in this country if we would have had some decent music to go with it, but we don't. That's another story. So anyway, Neil, who suffered from polio as a child, okay, Neil Young decided that he had had it with this bullcrap, and so he told Spotify to pull his catalog. He told Spotify he was out, he was done. And a lot of his friends decided to do the same. So Nils Lofgren from the E Street Band, right, from Bruce Springsteen, and Joni Mitchell, 8-time Grammy Award winner, they all pulled their music. But what really, really made them stunned, what really, really did it was you. You guys started calling and writing and texting and emailing Spotify saying, I want to cancel. And Spotify lost $2 billion worth of revenue this weekend. Yes, $2 billion. $2 billion. And there's nothing that will cause Mr. Eck, who owns it or runs it, CEO, nothing will grab his attention the way $2 billion in losses will. So all of a sudden they said, well, maybe we ought to put some rules. Maybe we ought to put a warning on the Rogan. Maybe we ought to just say, you know, listen at your own peril, or this is, you know, we have a help desk if you want real information about the COVID, if you want real information about cloth masks, if you want real information about racism. No, he plays that game too, and that didn't even come up. They don't even talk about the references he makes to going into neighborhoods where he feels he's in the Planet of the Apes. He feels he's in the movie. He's really gone to Africa where everybody's naked. I don't know what's wrong with him. But again, he just, you know, he's like every bad boyfriend we ever had, right? Well, I don't like labels, and I didn't really do anything wrong, and, you know, I'm just a moron. I'm just a guy. I'm just a moron. Yeah, so now they're going to have to slap warnings on it like an Eminem record. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like so... It's the 80s, man. Where's Tipper? So that's what's going on over there.